Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffnan with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, February 3. The definition of being fully vaccinated could be changed to include 3 doses within weeks ahead of an expected winter COVID wave. Health Minister Greg Hunt says he expects an announcement on the definition being changed to be made in the coming weeks. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly has also warned another outbreak would likely hit during the colder months and would be complemented by the first major surge of flu cases since the pandemic began. While the Therapeutic Goods Administration has advised people not to eat, drink, smoke or chew gum for 10 to 30 minutes before they undergo rapid tests in order to avoid the possibility of a false result. New Zealand has unveiled its plan to reopen the international border after more than 2 years of being mostly cut off from the rest of the world. Fully vaccinated Kiwis and other eligible travellers from Australia will be able to enter from February 28. Groups entering from elsewhere in the world can enter 2 weeks later on March 13. Those entering will be able to skip hotel quarantine but will need to self-isolate for 7 to 10 days. It's expected that anyone from Australia will be able to enter New Zealand without quarantine by July, with the border to fully open to visitors from anywhere in the world by October. And former Australian of the Year Grace Tame has been involved in a bike accident that's left her with a broken collarbone. She's posted an image to Instagram showing her in a sling with a nasty graze on her arm. Despite her injuries, Tame was all smiles with a thumbs up, telling her followers she's on the mend. It comes just days before she's expected to address the National Press Club next week alongside Brittany Higgins. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.